2J. Listen to what Tom says about voting. Before listening, study the following words.
Why you should vote. Tom McGregor, a volunteer who encourages young people to vote, attended the public meeting at which Abby Turnbull gave her speech. This is the response he gave in an interview shortly afterwards.
We've heard today that a lot of young people are disillusioned with politics. Do you understand why?
Of course I do. I think Ms. Turnbull summed it up very well in her speech. Politicians are out of touch with the needs of young people. But I don't agree with her strategy. I think voting is important.
Even if the candidates running for election don't offer you what you want.
Then tell them what you do want. Petition them. And if they don't listen, stand as an independent candidate. We've heard plenty of young people today who are articulate and persuasive speakers. They should be engaged in the political process, not turning their backs on it.
But if they don't feel their voices are being heard, surely the logical response is to send a clear message to politicians up and down the country. You don't represent us. You don't have our support.
I think the message that politicians receive is, we don't care, do what you like. You choose how to run my life. And that's what will happen if you are not involved in the process. Politicians will make decisions that affect the lives of young people. Decisions about education, about jobs, about the environment. So, I would say to the young, if you don't like what a government is doing, kick them out. That's what democracy is. The right of the people to get rid of their government.
And if one government looks pretty much like another?
Then join a political party and fight to change it. Modernise it. Bring it up to date. Parties need to appeal to voters, and they're clearly missing the youth vote. That's a significant percentage of eligible voters. I would like to see the speakers at today's event use their energy and passion to transform our old political parties.
That's easier said than done, isn't it?
Oh, I'm not saying it's easy. But if the young don't participate in the political process, then nothing will change. A low youth turnout means that ageing politicians will continue to serve the interests of ageing voters. And that would be a disaster for our democracy.
It's all very well saying that 18 to 25-year-olds should get involved in politics, but what do political parties do to encourage them?
Oh, not enough, obviously. Today's event has been a wake-up call for MPs from all parties. They really need to address issues that are close to the hearts of millions of young people. They have to look at how education is funded and gateways into employment. They have to focus on housing, renting rights, and the protection of our planet. Maybe then they will be more relevant to young voters.
The level of disenchantment is high. Many speakers felt that their vote made little difference. Do you think today's politicians can win them over?
Well, they have to. We need the input of young people. Without their ideas, their creativity, and their energy, our political system will be ill-equipped to deal with the challenges of the future.